Every year around this time, my great-grandmother would lead us through the ritual of Saraswati Puja. Saraswati is the goddess of learning. She rides on a swan, she plays the veena, a long-stringed musical instrument. And as students, my sister and I did not dare miss a Saraswati Puja. Otherwise, who knew what our fate would be during the calculus examination? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Diwali is the biggest festival in India. Durga Puja is the biggest festival in Kolkata. But Saraswati was the goddess we worshipped at home. Every year, my great-grandmother would lead us in prayers. In her 90s, she would sit on her bed near the little room with the images of her gods and goddesses and recite the prayers while my sister and I followed her instructions. One year, we taped it on our cassette recorder, and after my great-grandmother was gone, we would play that tape every year. And even though she was no longer around, her voice made it seem like she was there, guiding us through the rituals. But over time, that magnetic tape warped, and eventually it faded away. By then, my mother had taken on the role of priest in chief. She would issue instructions while we scurried to keep up. Unlike my great-grandmother, my mother was not particularly religious. She didn't know the prayers by heart, but we found a dog-eared book of prayers so she could have a cheat sheet handy. We hoped the goddess of learning wouldn't mind. In a way, it felt like the passing of the baton. On the day of Saraswati Puja, my mother, freshly bathed, would install herself near the images. Now my niece and nephew were part of the festival. Their textbooks would be arranged around the goddess for her blessings. My sister would cut the fruits to be offered to her. My brother-in-law would bring in his violin to be blessed. My mother would offer up her ballpoint pen. And I would bring my laptop in for the ritual blessing from the goddess. Our ceremony was a little makeshift. Unlike my great-grandmother, my mother didn't know the steps in perfect detail. But still, she would put on her glasses and try to check if we were doing things right. Give the goddess the flowers now. Did you give some to the swan? Close your eyes and ask for her blessings. My brother-in-law would ring the little bell with great enthusiasm while my sister tried to hurry things along. Did we do this step last time? I would ask doubtfully. My mother would say indignantly, that was the way my great-grandmother did it. Since great-grandmother wasn't around anymore, that was the end of that argument. We would just try to keep count. Did we say that prayer twice? Okay, once more. Every year, I would try and tape my mother's prayers, but we never quite got a clean take. There was always some confusion, some hesitation, some fumbling. Sometimes she would lose her page mark and with it, the prayer it marked. Until we got to the final prayer, which we all knew by heart and recited in great relief. Saraswati Puja was always a holiday from homework because our textbooks and pens were in the custody of the goddess. We were more interested in lunch together. And then free from homework pressures, it was time for youngsters to go out on dates. Bengali Valentine's Day, that's what we call Saraswati Puja. By then, my mother's prayers would be a distant memory. This year was the first time we had Saraswati Puja at home without my mother. We looked up the hymns online and found the whole set sung perfectly by a well-known singer. There were no fumbles, no wait, don't rush me, or oh, I think I missed a step. No outtakes. But then, as we sat down to worship the goddess at the last moment, I pulled out my old recording and played my mother's Saraswati prayers instead. As we sat there with our eyes closed, her voice made it feel like she was still right there. And it was the fumbles and the mistakes that made it feel real. Not perfect, just human. It was like a gift from the goddess.
Namo Sarasvati Namo Nityam Bhadrakali Namo Namo Vidu Vidango Vidanto Vidasthane Bhavirocho.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.